Well, you may have heard there's a presidential election coming up. It's more than a year away. But that means if you start now, you might get through the candidate's books. You may be up on Barack Obama's memoirs, Dreams from My Father and the Audacity of Hope. But what about his children's book, Of Thee I Sing, A Letter to My Daughters? And the Republican challengers, former House Speaker Newt Gingrich enjoys a reputation among some as a deep thinker. He's written 24 books. Then there's Tim Pawlenty, Mitt Romney. Today, we offer a first installment of Candidate Lit, a crash course in presidential candidates' books with New York Times columnist Gail Collins. Gail, you've been doing these reviews in your column. You call it the Presidential Primary Book Club?
Yes.
We'll have the columns at hereandnow.org. And just to touch on the oeuvre, if we could for a second, your colleague Julie Bozeman says this may be, because of John Kennedy's Profiles in Courage, written when he was a senator, but of course, said to be actually ghostwritten largely by speechwriter Ted Sorensen. But is that the thinking, like get the book out?
Yeah, well, some of these guys have been doing this all along. I mean, Newt Gingrich is just one little publishing company there. I mean, what you really expect a guy to do or a woman is to write a book when they're running that gives you sort of the story of their lives and, how they came to their thinking. And it's a talent that even to find a good ghostwriter who can do it well for you is sort of a challenge.
Well, let's stay with Newt Gingrich, who you call the Barbara Cartland of politics. With so many books written, as you said, he is an historian, so he's written that kind of book. But when he writes about himself, you write that you were sort of waiting at one moment thinking, maybe we're going to hear about, for instance, the many marriages. But he doesn't write about that.
No, and amazingly, he's co-written a book with his daughter on how to live a happy life. The daughter whose mother was dumped by Newt, of course, in that famous first crisis of his life. He's a very hysterical personality, which I don't know goes all that well with running for president.
What do you mean by that, hysterical?
Everything is the worst crisis ever facing the country, and it's a return to Stalinism, and no matter what he does, whether it's sort of organizing his personal life or writing about the Obama administration, it's sort of way over the top. And my own strong feeling about presidential politics is that the one kind of person who is never going to be elected president in this country is a guy who yells a lot. It just does not go over well, particularly with female voters who have enough yelling men in their lives without this.
His big books include Five Principles for a Successful Life and his other big book, To Save America, Stopping Obama's Secular Socialist Machine. Do we hear about policy or is it partisanship?
No, he does do some policy. A lot of the one of my problems with the Newt books is that they're so cobbled together. He had a co-author for To Save America, and that some of the chapters were also co-written by other people, and that there was like a 7-page one on education that had, I think, 3 co-authors. So it's kind of hard to tell how much of that is actually serious Newt thinking and how much of it is just sort of his little almanac of stuff he's read recently.
But as to the idea of getting insight into the candidates?
Almost all of the candidates, for most of the candidates, it's all about debt. Debt is bad. Debt is the end of everything. The federal government's too powerful. The federal government's taking over everything, and so on and so forth. And the ones to me, I must say, the ones I've read, and I've still got a couple of candidates to go, were the ones in which, from one book to another, you could see the person changing.
Well, that brings us to Mitt Romney.
Yes.
Because there's physical, it's not an opinion. There are physical changes in the writing because his book Turnaround was about the 2002 Salt Lake City Olympic Games. We remember he turned those games around.
Yep.
But then there's No Apology, his campaign book, which now has come out in paperback. You refer to the paperback Mitt as opposed to the hardcover Mitt. What's the difference?
Yeah, it's a different Mitt. I have to say in his original book, the Turnaround book, he was very persuasive about particularly the argument that everybody should be required to buy insurance and what a burden that is on hardworking people who have insurance when people who could certainly afford to get insurance don't bother to get insurance and then just wind up, creating this huge drain on the healthcare system. That's sort of all gone away now. His sort of mixed feelings and his supportive feelings earlier on about, the Obama trying to stop the financial crisis has all gone away, and now it was all terrible, 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 terrible all the way along the
well,
line.
Well, are these the kinds of changes that you think make the text more Tea Party friendly?
Oh, it's totally more Tea Party friendly. There's just no question about that. I mean, he used to be a guy who was sort of a moderate who could get along with Democrats, who got big stuff done in Massachusetts, kind of a can-do guy. And sort of his effort to sound so upset and down, just it's second only to his effort to sound like a fun person.
Well, but on the other hand, again, someone trying to find out who Mitt Romney is, you like some of the memoir aspects of his writing. That, you know, was it the great-grandmother crossing the prairie?
I love the great-grandmother story. This was not exactly a memoir. I'm not quite sure that talking about your great-grandmother is letting people see you. But this woman, I mean, she was a Mormon pioneer, and at one point she's got her kids. She's all by herself with her kids. She's in a covered wagon. There are Indian wars going all around, and at one point she's driving down to Mexico to their new home, and she comes across this former battle site where there are all these dead American horses laying around, and she stops and takes all the horseshoes off the dead horses, puts them on her horses so they'll have fresh shoes, gets back in the covered wagon and drives onward, ever onward. Now, you know, that was a great story.
Let's just take a couple of minutes on former Minnesota Governor Tim Pawlenty. One book, Courage to Stand, An American Story, either grabs you or doesn't in the very first scene-setting tale about breakfast?
Oh, breakfast, yes, when he's sitting with his family and they're discussing the fall of the Greek government, which totally impressed me. I've had many family breakfasts with children in my lifetime, and never once has anything remotely like the Greek government ever come up. So I thought that was pretty cool.
Well, what else? I mean, that smacks of a book where somebody's running for president, you know, trying to impress that, and we would do the same thing in the White House, and that's kind of the purpose of these books. But what else? What do we get to know about Tim Pawlenty, former governor?
Tim Pawlenty, of all of these books, is the one who makes the most effort to actually kind of let you get to know him, and talks a lot about his childhood. You know, his mother died when he was young, and he lived a very working-class life in Minnesota, and, you know, worked his way up and put himself through college, and that's sort of nice. He also attempts to show you how fun-loving he is, and like Mitt Romney, it doesn't work at all. It's incredibly painful and awful, just like when he now runs around and keeps introducing his wife as my red-hot smoking wife. It doesn't work at all because she's a judge, for God's sake. She's a judge who quotes the Bible on critical moments in their lives together. But of all the books, I must say, that one was the one, I think, of the existing candidates that I most came close to enjoy reading. There's so many more to go, I have to tell you. Although, thankfully, Michelle Bachmann has not written a book yet.
Yeah, but if she does, Gail Collins will read it. She's been telling us about what she calls the Presidential Primary Book Club, columns devoted to the candidates' books. She's reviewing them in case you'd also like to read them, or reading them for you in case you don't. Gail Collins, thanks so much.
Anytime.